Well, firstly, Jermaine, being with all your teammates here today, it's a special occasion for the football club, isn't it? Just tell us the feelings from yourself and the players coming to a place like this.
It's extremely humbling. We know we're very fortunate, but to come to a place like this where you actually experience, even for a short while, what some of the people actually go through that do come here, it makes you realise that we're in a very fortunate position. Obviously we donated some money towards it, but it's more about being able to help people and see exactly the help that they're getting as well, which makes you feel good about yourself. So I'm very happy to be involved today.
Yeah, it shows what it means to a lot of people today, doesn't it? That they thought this might never happen, barring Mr. Hemming's involvement.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you don't get to where he's gotten to by being horrible all the time. but he's an amazing person, an amazing character, and he pulls so many strings to make some amazing things happen. And just to be able to, like I said, just to be able to be involved myself, I know it's on a lower level, but in something like this it's a nice feeling for myself.
I have to ask you how you are, because every North End supporter who sees us regularly says, how's Jermaine Beckford? When's he back? How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Yeah, I'm doing well. My rehab's stepping up, and I'm making progress. It's slow progress, but it's progress. So that's all we can ask for at this stage.
It's the sort of nightmare scenario start to the season for you, isn't it? But with the strength of character you've got, is it something you just have to deal with in football, don't you?
Of course. I've been extremely fortunate in my career not to have had many bad injuries. So it's something that I can't do anything about. So I'm the type of person that doesn't let many things get me down, and I certainly won't let this get me down. I'm trying to stay around the place and be a positive influence as much as I can do. It's one of those things. It was always going to be a tough year, stepping up into the Championship first and foremost, and getting used to the tempo and the strength of the opposition. But I don't think we've been completely outplayed throughout the 90 minutes. We've had our spells. We've been unfortunate not to take a couple of chances, which could have changed the whole DNA of the game. But it's one of those things. We just need to be a little bit more ruthless, a little bit more patient, and I'm sure the results will turn soon enough.
When you came back at the start of the season, Jermaine, were you hoping for the best but fearing the worst through those couple of sub appearances that you made?
No, not at all. For example, the back end of last season, I had a broken toe for pretty much 3-4 months, and I didn't let that affect me. It's just one of those things that just happened to be a little bit worse than we anticipated originally. So, what can you do? You just have to smile and get on with it.
Have you set yourself any sort of target to aim for at all?
Not at all. Nope. Taking each day as it comes, that's the best way to do it. That's why you always see me with a smile on my face. If I look at the long term, yeah, the smile may be upside down, but I'll be back sooner rather than later, and I'm sure we'll turn everything around.
And some more strikers to battle it out with now, isn't there, since you've been out of the team?
I don't mind that. It's I think I was counting today. I think there might have been 5 or 6 strikers out on the field today, not including myself as well. So as long as they do the same things that I do and see it as good competition, I'm sure we're going to do really well.